The usual hustle and bustle of central London has been replaced with a quiet calm. Streets are closed and there are no familiar red buses making their way across Westminster Bridge today. But along the banks of the River Thames and snaking through the nearby city streets are people waiting for their chance to say goodbye and thank you. Retired Dr. Titus Fernando is partially sighted and is waiting outside the Tate Britain in an accessible queuing scheme created for those with a disability.
I am trying to get a slot to go and see them, to pay the respects, but the queue is so long, so I thought by coming here I'll be able to get a band to go and get a slot to go and see, pay respect to my queen, because I saw her when I was about 8 years old when she came to Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka, she came with the Duke. You know, I saw them, you know, very close. I saw them just a few feet away. So they were visiting. They were doing a state visit.
They were doing the Commonwealth.
They were doing the Commonwealth state visit. My father took me. I was about 8 years old. I saw her getting down from Britannia, greet the people. Then my father said, this is the route, and we went and stood there. They were beautiful, actually. So I thought I must pay my respect.
For one former soldier, he felt it was his duty to visit, as he saw Queen Elizabeth II as more than just a monarch.
Well, she was my boss. I'm ex-Royal Irish. My uncles obviously joined the army whenever her father was king. And me and my brothers all joined whenever she was queen. So we felt the need to come and pay our respects to a lady who, first of all, was not only the nation's leader, but someone who I looked up to and very proud of, that I took an oath of allegiance to join the military for and serve her for 15 years. Obviously, I'm wearing her medals today for it. I think that, first of all, she was a legend in her own right, and I think she'll be badly missed by the full nation.
Michelle and Emma travelled more than 3 hours and were prepared to wait many more to do what they saw as their duty.
We're from Lincoln. She came to Lincoln and to my village, Netlam, years and years ago now, to open the Lincolnshire Police Headquarters. So I was nearby then, and my mother made her sandwiches, which she's always been very proud of.
It wasn't marmalade, was it?
No.
But there were plenty of Londoners waiting to say goodbye as well.
Yeah, we've just come from Bermondsey, just up the road, and just something we feel we needed to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you knew one day it would happen, and when it does happen, there's almost that like shock and awe that it has happened.
We've been to a garden party years ago, so we didn't meet her.
Alison had several family ties to the royal family.
My great-great-uncle was involved in Queen Victoria's death and pulled the gun carriage for her funeral. I'm also happened to be a bell ringer, so I'll be ringing bells on Monday in our local area rather than coming up here. We don't have a church service planned in our area at the moment, but our church has got six bells, so hopefully there'll be at least six of us, hopefully more, because we've got to ring for an hour and I find that difficult to do that.
But once the long wait is over and you're able to reach Westminster Hall, for some the experience was overwhelming.
It's just awe-inspiring. Well, you see the military figures around the catafalque, and it's just it's like a picture from history. You know, it's the Beefeaters, the guardsmen, and then you see the coffin, as we've seen on TV, and it just seems so much more real than before. I felt a little bit tearful. It sort of really struck me then that I didn't know what to expect. Yes, I just wanted to come here today and just experience it.
How long did it take you to get in?
6 hours. It was definitely worth it, yes.
Mourners will have the chance to visit Westminster Abbey up until 6:30 a.m. on the morning of Monday the 19th of September, before the funeral takes place at 11 a.m. But before then, there are thousands more people will be making the journey to pay their respects.